Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes. Hi, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Hey. Now, our guest today is Michelle Phillips, and she is a theta healer, that's probably one of her expertise. And we've had her on before, and I wanted to bring her back because I think there's, you know, because I think it was Barbara that requested her back, and I wanted her back specifically to talk to Barbara. And
that's right.
To help her with some. Now, Barbara, why don't you explain, because I don't want to explain it wrong, what it is you need help with Michelle.
Okay. It's so funny because Johnny's like, I'm going to have her on to help you with your phone because you're afraid of the phone or phone calls. And I'm not actually afraid of the actual phone. What I'm afraid of in my day is to have to actually do phone calls because, like I came before we went on air, for 20-minute phone calls. I mean, that's a lot of hours. That's, you know, a couple hours, and that maybe a couple more. You're looking at half of your day on the phone. And I think that just drains me. Am I the only one where that just sucks the energy out, long phone calls, or even 20-minute phone calls? How about, like, 5-minute phone calls? That would be fine. I would do fine with that. So how do I deal with people, and I feel like I'm too nice, and like I need to be able to say, hey, I gotta go, and I never can do that. Why am I not wanting to hurt people's feelings? And it really doesn't, because Johnny does that to me. It doesn't hurt my feelings. I need to get over this. I think it's a problem. Thank you.
Okay, so with your permission, can I tap into your subconscious and just kind of give a general scan to see what's going on with that?
Yes.
Okay. So everything that I ask you is going to need when I ask you a question, I will need an audible yes before I can make any changes. Everything that I do is done on the quantum level, and we don't make any changes because free will is of the utmost importance, right? Like we don't go changing people's beliefs and thoughts, feelings, and behaviors unless we have permission to go in there and mess around, right? So,
yeah, that's nice. Okay.
Yeah, like we always respect free will. That is first and foremost with the healing journey here. So what I'm going to do is just tap into your subconscious. And for your listeners, like what that means is we are all extensions of source energy, which is, you know, the source of all that is, like the creator of all that is. So by tapping into that consciousness that we all have access to within us, we can literally become part of all that is, and it's just learning to listen when you're in that state.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really, really cool. So that's what I'm doing, is I'm tapping in to your consciousness, which is part of the global consciousness, and I'm just asking the creator to show me what you need to move past this issue with joy and ease. And I always say with joy and ease, and I'll just tell you why I always, when we do healing, it's always with joy and ease. And I'll explain something. This is a little, it's kind of funny, unless it happens to you. It's funny in hindsight, okay? So I was looking at my house about 4 months ago, and I was feeling this sense of overwhelm, and I was like, oh, my God, I really need to get this house clean. So I'm like, okay, creator, I want to manifest. I want a clean house, super clean, super clean. But the energy I was in when I was saying that was an energy of overwhelm. So guess
right.
What happened? My dog got
fleas. Oh, no, more things.
Yeah.
On top of it
so
happened.
My house is cleaner than it has ever, ever, ever been, okay, because I have steam cleaned everything and vacuumed and washed and cleaned and gone on. So I got
so
the clean house I wanted, but it was from a state of overwhelm.
Right, but right? I kind of like it, though. Not that that one was a little too much, but I like it when I have a guest coming. And then when I really get something done, because it gives you this inspiration. There's a inspiration that drives you to doing something.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So I like having motivation, but I choose to have joy and ease motivators, like, you know, like, oh, wow, somebody bought me a new vacuum. Let's try it out.
Right. That'd be better than the dog getting fleas, for sure.
Right, right. Or if somebody says, you know, I could really use more money. Well, wouldn't you rather, you know, somebody just remember that they owed you money rather than, say, getting in a car accident and getting, you know, a settlement? Do you know what I mean? Like, there's
right.
lots of ways to get
yeah.
things done, but we always want to specify things with joy and ease so that whenever, whatever you're on your healing journey, there's no reason to fear the change that is happening.
Oh,
so it takes away all
now
fear.
I totally get it, because that makes it that makes it so different. It really does.
It does, yeah, because there's nothing to fear, because we're not going to take away anything that makes you feel safe. We're not going to hurt anything or disrupt anything in your life. Everything is within your control. You can take it what you want, or you cannot take it. So every question I ask is completely up to you to say yes. And the caveat with everything I do is always with joy and ease, just so you know.
Okay, sounds wonderful. It's perfect.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay, so now I'm going to tap in and do my scan, now that we've explained what's happening. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm just... The first thing that's coming up for me is...
Okay. I don't want to interrupt. I just I thought there was still audio, so just...
Okay, yeah, I'm still here. just listening to Creator, waiting for the information, and that's kind of the biggest part of this, is waiting for the right information to come through. So... Okay, what's that question I'm going to say here? So let's say you're on the phone with somebody who is a little demanding of your time. How does that make you feel?
Okay. I feel like, okay, I'm just going to give up. I guess I'm just going to be a slave to this phone call today, and I'm going to just not have to do a couple of things that I really needed to do.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I do that, and that is so not good, is it? Because I don't want to hurt the person's feelings.
So what I'm hearing is that you will put aside your time and your priorities for somebody else. Just because they're on the phone.
Yes.
Okay.
May I say something? Can I say something?
Yep.
You know, I don't want to interrupt, but one thing I have noticed is that I've been on the phone with Barbara, with other people that do make her feel uncomfortable, it seems. And she feels like she's put on the spot a little bit if you're talking to her. Like, you know, she'll do everything she can to be nice to you, and then she'll, you know, it's like oh, God, what? Oh, God. And I'm not sure if I'm even accurate. I mean, I don't know if I don't want to embarrass you, Barbara, but that's, I've seen you on other phone calls with other people, and, you know, when it's a three-way phone call or whatever it is, you do seem to feel like you're a little bit cool.
The other day, because they never say, oh, do you have a minute or do you have time for this? And they get on. And then remember the other day I was driving and I missed a turn and it cost me about 15 minutes to be late somewhere where somebody was waiting for me because I couldn't say, I've got to go. I need to listen to my GPS. You know, and then I missed my turn.
So what's the worst that would happen, Barbara? Like if just tap in. You're on the phone with somebody, anybody. What's the worst thing that could happen if you said, I got to go?
I feel like maybe they would think, wow, that was rude.
And what's the worst thing about somebody thinking you were rude?
Well, that, I probably need to get over that. It's probably all in my mind, and they probably wouldn't think I was rude. They probably will think that I just need to call them back, or I don't know.
Because
I'm
thinking
know why
this
I'm not good at it.
Actually pretty easy. So you don't feel that you have permission to hang up or that you're allowed
right.
to take your time back. So
right.
with your permission, can we download to you, okay, the creator's definition, the purest, most divine definition of healthy boundaries and what it feels like to say no and to respect yourself? Can we give you that?
Yes.
Okay. And can we show you what your life would look like while respecting your boundaries that you set? Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay. Just get you to take a big breath there. And can we show you that it is safe for you to say, I've got to go? It is safe for you to end a conversation?
Yes.
Okay. And can we show you that you are allowed to end a conversation and take your time for yourself?
Yes.
Okay, take a deep breath. Now, someone calls you and you've got to go. How do you feel about saying goodbye now?
I feel like I can. I feel like I have permission, and I feel like I'm going to from now on.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Yay, that was so easy.
Yeah. I was like, I knew it was going to be fast, but wow, that really surprised me.
actually,
you know what? I just got chills all over my legs.
Oh, that's awesome.
I have a question. If you want to, we can talk about your other fear, right, Barbara?
Well, no, because I really want to start elaborating on this hold on, okay? I don't think I'm done talking about this. Real
no,
quick.
There's
okay.
more pieces coming, but now you know that you can hang up. So we'll just, like, yeah, let's
yes.
keep diving into this. This is awesome.
I want to tell you guys what this hang up has done to me. It's been years, and I would even notice people who did do it and had the ways that they would exit out of the phone calls I was on with them. And I would try to, okay, I'm going to say that. I like this one. I got to run. I got to run. I like,
yeah.
you know, these are ways people do it, and I could still never do it. So this is going to be so great. Like, if we could talk to you in a week or so and tell you how
yeah.
it went. Okay.
Oh, I can't wait to
awesome.
Hear.
Okay. Because I do feel confident about it. I'm telling you, I also think this is why I feared this, why it all kind of happened with this fear. When I am talking to somebody and then I'm taking their time up and they have to go somewhere and they tell me that they have to go, that's when I think, oh, God, they think I'm a weirdo because I'm such a talker, or they think I'm a weirdo because I was trying to monopolize their time or take their time and they don't ever want to be around
me
again. So that's why I didn't want to tell them I got to go, because they would feel the way I was feeling when they were doing it to me. That is how deep
okay.
that went.
I also feel
okay.
like I think the reason she feels so comfortable with me is, you know, one, I'm okay with leaving, but two, it's easy to get over a fear when it's not an elephant in the room. Like, it's not like, I mean, we've talked about it. Me and her have talked about it. So it's not.
Right.
I've also been very, there's one thing that I tweet, that I do with women, is that I'm very compulsive about making sure they're not nervous. And I guess probably the way to make Barbara feel nervous would be to make her have a 3-hour phone call. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I mean, you understand, see, the reason and I think you'll understand this, okay, and this is always been my philosophy with women, is you make them feel at ease. Well, first of all, you need communication, but before you can have communication, you need to make sure that they're okay with communicating, which means there's no fear. So what I do is I always try to eliminate as much of the fear as I can. I'm okay with people disagreeing with me. I'm okay with people not seeing eye to eye with me on certain issues, but fear, no. So, so Barbara, and that's the thing. I mean, I've always known about it with her. So it's not like, it's not like I've never made fun of her because of it. I've never put her
down. Right. So obviously she feels your respect for her.
Yeah.
Otherwise she'd be the same way with you.
Well, it also, like, when we're on the phone, like, sometimes this is one thing she does with me. She'll see me getting anxious, and then she'll go, Johnny,
But also it has to do with Johnny's personality, because Johnny's personality, he is on the spectrum of autism. He has it slightly, so he's very literal. When you tell him, oh, I got to go, he hears that, and he goes, bye, okay, bye, and he hangs up. When I say that to somebody else, I've got to go, they ignore it. They ignore it completely and keep on talking. So
I know.
He's different in that way. Yeah. He listens and he goes.
Yeah.
Oh, if everybody could just do phone calls like Johnny, he's the only one I do talk to every day because of this.
Yep. So how do you feel now if you were to say, I got to go, you can just do it?
I will, and I have a best friend that when you can say, okay, you are hardly even can say, okay, bye, and she just hangs the phone up just like Johnny. I love that about her, and I'm going to just do it. What do I have to lose? So if somebody's going to think, okay, Barbara, I was a little rude. Well, I'm a busy person. And I love you still, but I'm busy, but I still love you.
Yeah.
Usually, I'm going to say this, usually friends will not get mad when you do that. They may ask about it later on. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, one of our guests that we had on the show was, I called her earlier in the day. We were going to have her on that evening, and she was just in a hurry. I mean, like a super, 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 super hurry. And I thought, is this woman mad at me? Is this woman upset with me? And what I did was after I got off the phone, I thought, is she mad at me? So what I did was later on when I talked to her, I asked her, I said, you seemed like you were upset with me earlier. And she goes, oh, no. In other words, a friend will probably not get mad at you. They'll just say it later on. They'll be like, listen, and it's just true, because we're not always, just because we have cell phones, that doesn't mean we're always in a position to do a phone conversation. I mean,
exactly.
Like
we carry these phones, but they can be like little traps almost.
Right.
Oh,
I wanted Kelly, I wanted Barbara to feel that way about the safety. I mean, I always remember one time I was reading about why women like certain actors, and they said that the reason women like Clint Eastwood is because he made women feel safe. It was kind of like, it was like, okay, well, I mean, that's a great way to treat women, I guess, because it means they're more likely to be honest. They're not as likely to be, petrified or you understand.
Right.
So it's And I know that it's there. So Barbara is dealing with it, but I know that it's there. I'm not going to make fun of it. I'm mm-hmm. not going to poke fun at it and, you know, make jokes about it because we all have...
Because you're a friend and a nice person, and so you wouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I made fun of it. I'm nervous about talking to me on the phone, you know. And we work together, so I know I would rather it be just, you know, out in the open, you know. I have a hard time with phone calls. And I've seen
well,
other
Well, I
don't people.
Think you're going to have that problem anymore by the sounds of it. I can't wait to hear
yeah.
it.
I'm
going to
say,
see how
there's
you
there's
make
other people,
I
think there's
I know.
Other people that I've known that have not been that sincere about how Barbara is with telephones. I'll be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people not be very sincere. Well,
well
yeah.
But when the first phone okay. call with a person, a first phone call is 2 hours long, you're afraid to call them again because you're afraid of the 2 hour thing, you know?
Yeah.
And if it's not 2 hours, what if it's been an hour would be short for these people? So it's like never a thing that I want to pick up the phone and dial that person again. And so they took it like, I know he's talking about a couple of people, they took it like Barbara doesn't like them. But I really just was so afraid of being sucked into another half a day of
another,
phone call.
Yeah, yeah. And are you mm-hmm. still feeling afraid of getting sucked into that?
No, because now that you've opened me, I already am feeling like I know what to say. I'm going to just say, hey, look, I've only got 15 minutes here, but I'm going to have to make this one quick. But, yes, I feel very confident that I'm going to be able to do that. Because somehow
that is so
with
awesome.
Your energy work has made me feel opened up, like instead of a blockage.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was very simple that you just needed to know that you just needed permission. You needed to know
that's
that it
right.
was, you were allowed to do it. That's all it was.
Oh, wow. I really love
so
that.
So easy, eh?
Okay, wow. And then Johnny's like, oh, well, let's talk about your other problems. Well, what are they? I don't know. What are the other problems, Barbara?
You don't know what you're talking about,
well,
Barbara.
While I'm here, if there's anything else you'd like to work on, I'm here.
Can I say
one thing?
I'm curious to hear what Johnny thinks my problem is.
Vending machine.
Oh my goodness, yes. That is a
what's that?
That kind of vending machine phobia. I named it.
Vending, okay. Then
mm-hmm.
that's interesting.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, you know, again, it's one of those things where I don't really care about. I mean, if I was there with her, I would be a knight shining armor and put in the dollar for her. But
mm-hmm.
apparently,
yeah.
she has a fear of vending machine. So let's go ahead and explain it.
Yes, let's
okay.
dig into this.
Okay.
So tell me about this.
Oh, my
this.
Goodness.
This is interesting.
Okay, so.
What happened?
Oh, I was, yes, when I was very, very young, and
mm-hmm.
there is a vending machine, and, okay, you go up to it, and there's a lot of school kids. Well, felt like a lot of people always were staring at me, and if I did something wrong, they would laugh. So I was so afraid of going up to a confusing vending machine and reading how to do it, even though it's probably super simple, I couldn't do it. I would avoid it like the plague. And I was talking to my friend Echo Johnson, who's a playmate too, and she's like, oh, my goodness, Barbara. I had the same thing.
Seriously.
Oh, my, yes, because you're young. You kind of stand out, and
uh-huh.
we both. Like, we're little girls, and we stood out, and
uh-huh.
everybody was always staring. And, like, they were staring at us for, like, maybe a nice reason. Maybe we looked nice to them. But we felt like, oh, God, I'm going to do something stupid, and somebody's going to laugh, and they're going to think, oh, God, she's so dumb. She can't even figure out a vending machine, you know, like that. And she had it, too. And so I think that it's more of a normal thing that has not been exposed, and it's a childhood thing. That
mm-hmm.
it sticks with you. And I can do it. Now I will go up. I've conquered my fear. I will
right.
do it now. But it took years. I mean, there was times in my early 20s and that I still have that phobia.
Can I tell you what I think
what?
It probably caused it? You want my theory of what I think caused it?
Okay.
You're looking at it from a different standpoint than from a guy's standpoint. See, guys love to save the day. So here's what they're probably thinking. they see this hot woman, right, goes up to a vending machine, right, and she's nervous about getting the dollar in right and the buttons right and everything. So what does he do? He's looking for the opportunity to jump in and save the day and offer to help you.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because
not all the time. I couldn't figure out a phone once. No, I was in Vegas, and this drunk crowd. No. This drunk crowd of guys, and I was at, you know, when you had to punch in like a 20 character password in the phone in a casino, and I was trying to get my phone code in there, and it wasn't working, and they were mean, and they laughed at me, and I was probably 20, yes, they were mean and drunk and laughed at me, and they knew I couldn't figure it out, and I couldn't figure it out because they were flustering me, because I knew my code, and they could tell they were flustering me, like coming around like a pack of wolves, and they do, and men aren't always nice. A lot of times when they're in groups, when they are in like groups of five or something, they are very abusive.
I will give you that. But also, you know, like, I'll give you a story. There was this one story about this. There was this girl that I used to like, but she was really shy. She couldn't talk at all. And I walked up to her when she was at the vending machine, and she's like, oh, hi, you know, and then she was on the vending machine, and then I noticed, like, as she was pressing the buttons, that she was having trouble getting something out of the machine, and I thought, oh, boy, she needs help. Okay, so I immediately ran down four flights of stairs to get the GR. I mean, you know, it turned out she was able to do it, but it's like, you know, here she was, this shy, late girl, and she couldn't speak, you know.
Oh, that's so sweet. So there are people out there that have this.
There are some
definitely
nice people out there. Yeah.
But a lot of people with the phobia, the vending machine phobia.
Well, and let's talk about what that's about, because I'm checking in while listening to all this. And while it sounds like, yeah, this is really, you know, just silly, but it's a lot more than just about a vending machine. Because, like, you're young. People are watching you, and you've got to hit the right button. You got to have your, like, it's almost like a performance, right?
Yeah.
You got these people watching you, right?
Oh, yeah,
and
it is. Mm-hmm.
What if you make a mistake in front of people? Mm-hmm. How does that feel?
Oh, it feels like you are stupid, and everybody thinks, okay, you're pretty, and you're stupid, too. That's what it felt like. You know,
so
that's always what it is.
So do you find that a lot of times people just assume you're stupid because you're pretty?
Yes.
Would you like to release that belief?
Yes.
Okay. So let's pull the belief that people think you're less than intelligent because you're pretty. And let's replace it with, because I'm pretty, I'm awesome.
Okay.
Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay. And I'll get you to take a deep, deep breath on this one and slowly breathe out. This is a biggie. And can we show you who you are, what your life looks like, and how to apply intelligence with the belief and the knowledge that exude intelligence wherever you go? Would that be okay?
Yes.
Would you like to know what confidence feels like, the divine, pure definition of confidence, and have it match your own? Okay.
Yes.
We'll give you what it feels like to have the highest vibration of confidence, and that you know how to apply it in your daily life, and you know what your life looks like moving forward with this newfound confidence that no one can ever take away from you.
Yes.
Can we put the fear, like the stage fright?
Can we do what with the stage fright?
Like, can we pull, it's almost like a stage fright, like you're up, you're going to do your thing, so it's like, it's almost like a performance anxiety, if
yes,
you will.
Yes, it's like, okay, that is so weird, too, because people are like, well, you're a dancer, you're a competitor, all eyes were on you. Yes, but I was so prepared. I was prepared for every
exactly.
second of that. Yeah, I don't go and have, like, vending machine lessons, you know what I mean? It's
exactly.
Like,
so
yeah,
you're used
so
to preparing yourself to present yourself in the way that you want to be presented. You didn't prepare for this vending machine. You just walked up to
right.
it. So if it starts giving you a hard time and all these people are watching, then you're out of your element.
Yeah, I'm
right.
not like some cool tough. I'm not some cool tough dude that's gonna punch it and act cool or that
exactly,
the vending machine falls.
Right? You're not doing the fawns with the elbow.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's pull that feeling of performance anxiety and just give you the confidence to go about your life in an everyday way without worrying about what other people are thinking. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so how do you feel about using a vending machine now?
I feel like whatever vending machine there is, no matter what kind, I can go up to it with confidence.
Oh,
and yes, and if it
awesome.
Doesn't work, I don't care, you know? Hey, look all you want, it
but
didn't work, big deal.
That's awesome.
I wanted to say
thank
something.
You.
I wanted to say something about this. You know, being gorgeous and also, but as those of you being stupid, this is something we've talked about on the show, and this is interesting.
Mm.
The way that the movies seem to do it, it seems, is whenever there is a woman in the movies that's extremely, extremely good looking, like extremely drop dead gorgeous, what they
mm-hmm.
always do is they give her the personality of a carrot. And the reason
yeah.
they do this is to prove a point that it's what's inside their carrot. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But they forget. Now, here's the thing. This is the thing, and I'm going to embarrass Barbara again because you knows what movie I'm going to bring up. There's a movie I associate with Barbara. And every time I see it or see the billboard or something, I immediately think of Barbara. And it's the movie Something About Mary.
Oh, my God, I love that movie.
Yeah.
And there's something about the idea that this lady, what was so attractive about Mary is that, one,
mm-hmm.
she was drop-dead gorgeous, you know? I mean, like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, and another thing, she was sweet. And it's like, you know, she had this
mm-hmm.
developmentally challenged brother and,
but she was confident, and that's what I was missing. She could just do anything, get on her bike, go anywhere, say hi, and just, like it. See,
yeah.
here's the thing. That's what's the difference. I grew into that more, but it took a long time to grow into what he is seeing that in me.
Okay.
But, yes, I mean, it's been a lot of years to feel confident about a lot of things. I mean, this show really has helped me so much because, especially Johnny, he's telling me how smart I am all the time. He told me that I would probably have a huge IQ, and that has just built me
yeah,
up. It really helped. Plus, talking a lot, too, on, you know, as a
mm-hmm.
host, you know, that
definitely.
Has helped me so much. And then the psychic that we have on regularly every week, Dale Shear, she tells me this, and that has built my confidence up because this is my platform where I can actually talk and nobody's going to interrupt, because I felt like very, like a lot of people would interrupt me, like what I didn't have to say was not important. All my life, many times, like I'm just
mm-hmm.
a girl. And so, you know what, this is something that is so important to me today that you're doing for me, because
oh,
it's going to give me that
so
last
awesome.
Step.
Well, you know,
yeah,
she,
that last working
did
step that I needed.
Else to me that I thought was, if you did something else today that I thought was, you know, interesting because of me. See, every year when I get ready for Christmas, the one
uh-huh.
thing I always do is I get a flu shot. because
you get what?
It really breaks a flu shot. A flu shot.
Oh, a flu.
Because
okay.
It really breaks my heart when you know it's Christmas and you're celebrating with people, and then they say, "Well, this person would be here, but they have the flu." They're pretty much having to skip Christmas. You know, not enjoy it. And I've been sick on Christmas before, and it's not fun. And I like the idea that, you know, I just want to empty out that possibility to the best of my ability. I know you can't do it 100%. But, you know, because, like, one of these days, it's like there's going to be these days. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, you know, it takes about a month to develop. But, like, a good example is you know, Priscilla may have a day where she's doing something wonderful, you know. You don't want to be sick on that day. You don't want to be really sick on Priscilla's birthday or you know.
I want to be sick any day.
No, I know. I don't think this is a perfect day to be sick.
But there are some days that are more important. Yet, when you have plans, you don't want something, like especially something like illness, just coming in the way. It's really crappy.
Yeah,
right.
So tell them, Johnny, like tell her tell her what I did today.
What?
Because of your advice. Well, weren't you getting
kids?
I got the flu shot, and I never did. I never have because I just thought, oh, well, does that really even work? And, I mean, Johnny was saying that it really did, and I do get sick every single year. So I got it. So I did do it. I don't know why he thought that was so amazing. Why? Because Johnny, because you gave me the advice and I used your advice that made you feel good, right?
Yeah. Well, it's
that's sweet.
Now, what I heard is that if you do get the flu, it's going to be a watered down version. But it's
right,
going to be
a
little
one.
No, I did get my flu shot too. I got mine in, I think it was November is when I got mine. So, and I mean, I'm not pro-vaccine. I'm not against vaccine. I'm neither. I'm like, you know what? If it feels good for you, that's what you do. So,
wow.
But I will tell you,
this has been so great.
It's amazing how people can be so afraid of something. Like, you know, we're talking today about, you know, you're getting a shot. You know, it's actually kind of funny, Barbara, because there are five-year-old kids who would scream and like a banshee if you took them to get a flu shot, you know?
Oh, yeah, and mine still does, and she's 12.
But then, you know, if you said abuse, these same six-year-old kids could say, "Can I have $5? I want to go to the vending machine." They wouldn't care.
Yes, Johnny, that's so true, though, because, let me just get this point, because I forgot earlier. I was watching my daughter. My daughter, very, very young age, she was going up to vending machines and doing it just fine. And I said, "You know how to use a vending machine? You just go and use them?" And she goes, "Yeah." Why wouldn't I? Yeah, Mom. And I go, wow, I'm so proud of you. I was like, oh, my gosh, thank goodness she does not have what I had to deal with growing up. I am not
But now you're going to do it, too.
Yes. So funny. Wow. And what was Johnny saying? Because that was important, too, though. And
what
I forgot that earlier.
That is amazing. It's amazing how people can not be afraid of one thing, but then be petrified of something else.
Wait, I am not afraid of the actual needle because I give myself B12 shot once a week.
Okay.
So I'm not afraid. It's not the needle thing. It's just that I thought, well, I can handle a flu. So, and I thought you get the flu if you get a shot. So I don't want to risk getting any side effects. But then Johnny was right. You really don't. You might feel a little bit, tiny bit, but then I won't get, like, it won't put me down because I don't have time to be sick. I don't have time.
You would basically already have to have been infected with the flu before getting the flu shot. Like, you would already have to be sick with something to get sick from the flu shot is what I understand.
Yes. So that's good, and I'm taking care of all of that. But so, wow, and then Johnny, too, we could fix ourselves. If we know this formula that you're high up and it's working a lot quicker and a lot better, but we can also be powerful to work on ourselves and see these little things and then work through it just like how you did and help ourselves. Like Johnny, he's rarely getting depressed anymore, I think, because he's around me who's always up and positive, and I have no depression problem. So, and I see that he is fixing himself and he's taking note. Like, let that go. That wasn't a big deal. No, I don't need to be down about that. That's just fine. That's no big deal. Let's move forward. I really think that we both have, this show has made us both heal and be even better people. Right, Johnny?
It's helped you heal yourself. You know, basically by being on the show, and this is kind of what I'm seeing, like by being on the show, like your intention is obviously to bring a message to people. And when you're doing that, your intention is obviously like it's about, you know, healing on some level for people. Like otherwise, why would you do that, right? So when you're helping other people, it's kind of like a boomerang effect. Like you help yourself too, right? So you're shining a light on yourself, but you're sharing it with people. And it's just, it's really a beautiful thing how it's helping you both.
Another thing. This is how we've been helping people. You know, Barbara is doing a series where she's interviews a bunch of her Playmate friends. And they're talking about how they became Playmates. And I think it helps people because I think the greatest thing women love is to be listened to. And, you know, I love the idea that Barbara can talk about about her past and have her friends on without feeling, you know, and have them be accepted, you know, and for what they've done in the past.
I want to get Ethel on, and I want to talk about her, and I want to talk about that vending machine phobia. And I was trying to wait till she could be on with me, but she's already been on and hard to get her scheduled lately. But I just had to tell. I just had to, you know, and
that's
now
so
it's
awesome.
Behind me.
That's
and there's
so
been other
awesome.
Little things like that. Yeah, like other things like handling money too. I've noticed that is one thing I've noticed though with my daughter. Like they don't know how to give change back yet, and they're maybe in fifth grade, and they get really nervous at the cash register. So that's kind of a similar thing right there. But then everybody learns it usually, and then they're over it. But
and it's just facing, like when you think about, okay, well, what's the worst thing that can happen? And it's like, well, and then you kind of realize, well, so let's identify the worst thing. If the worst thing that can happen is that you die, okay, so you died. Now what? You know?
Yeah.
Like, we'll come back to it. And it's whatever the bottom fear is, we just pluck it out and replace it with something that works for you. And, you know, it's easy.
I've always
I think they're called hang-ups. It's a hang-up, you know? That's what they call a hang-up.
Like,
I had a hang-up, and it just, I got over my hang-up.
Only I'm getting better with it. That is buying airplane tickets because of the finality of it. I mean, it's
gave
like,
him so
oh,
much
God.
Anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so much
oh, God,
anxiety.
How do we get there? How do we get to the airport? You know, but it's actually worth it. I mean, you know, I haven't had a vacation in a really long time, and I'm going out to see Barbara the day before my birthday. And you know, it's a great birthday present to myself because we're going to be doing a photo shoot and everything and everything. So it's you know, it's sort of like it's great to be able to, you know, us meeting each other, and then you know.
Yeah.
That's going to be the first thing because it's going to be so surreal, you know.
It really is. I mean, this has been, Michelle, it's been almost a year. Yeah. I mean, in April, it will be a year that I started with the show and working with literally every single day with Johnny, and I have not met him in person.
Oh, that will be so awesome. I want to see the picture of the two of you.
Okay, yeah. We're going to have a photo shoot. We're going to get some nice photos to use for promos. And right now I only have one little snapshot of him. And that's what you need. We're running a business, and we need the proper things and the tools to go further. Mm-hmm. And so, and he's doing it, and that made me feel good because this is – he's listening to my ideas. I've been in this entertainment business a long time, and he listens, and he saved, and he's coming.
Oh, that's so
well,
awesome.
Well, also, you know, there's a trust aspect that's involved. Like, you have to sort of say to Barbara, okay, you know, listen, what is your ideas on this? And I have to trust that you're going to give some good ideas. If I don't, you know, I don't see how we can work together. I mean, you know,
right.
I mean, I have to be able to say to Barbara, okay, well, Barbara, what do you want to do? Okay, photo shoot, okay. We'll give this person to take the picture, okay. You know,
right, and that's what I have to realize. You know, He may have a fear, which I've seen in this career in front of the camera. I've seen new models come along and be so stiff and so nervous and then, you know, help them. And, you know, he might have that. He's not used to getting his picture taken and doing a photo shoot and all that. And people,
yeah.
Like, things that I find so simple and so, like, oh, I'm not going to be perfect enough. I hear from models I can't shoot until I, you know, lose a pound or two or, you know, I
yeah.
have bags today or pimples. So what? You know what? If you wait till you're perfect, you're never going to have a photo shoot because there's no such
exactly.
thing as being perfect.
Exactly. You know,
yeah.
and there's a lot of beauty being seen in vulnerability lately. You know, like it's not.
Yes.
You know, like the more
real.
Vulnerable. Like, yeah, people who are real and authentic, you know, like there's something really beautiful about that.
I think people are loving it, like all the live and the social media that's live out there. They love that more
yeah.
than just, they like the beautiful photos and that's nice to look at too, but the real you,
yeah.
the real raw you that's live
yeah.
on Facebook Live or something like that. They just get into it. They love it.
Yes. It's the most bizarre thing. You don't need to sit down and take 2 hours to put makeup on and a perfect hair. It's like, you know what? I'm out in the wind and I'm on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And, yeah, my hair's all in my face. I'm eating half of it and, you know.
Right. And so people
yeah.
have to love themselves to be able to partake in that. So part of that
yeah.
is working through a lot of this. And Theta Healing could really help so many people with just that, is loving themselves, being okay
yes.
with you know, making a mistake or, you know, working through all these little hang-ups
yes.
and fears and that have stuck
yeah.
with us for so
That's
many
the,
years.
The best thing about Theta is it's just you can change anything you want to change in your life, you know.
Wow.
Even, for example, and, like, this is something that I never thought I could change the way traffic appeared to me. But I was leaving the house one morning, and I was running late, and it was my own fault, right? So I'm leaving, and I'm going trying to pull out on the street, and everybody's driving just far enough apart that I can't squeeze in, right? And so I'm angry,
mm-hmm.
and I know everybody. And then it dawns on me that everybody else is feeling that same way. You know, first thing in the morning, you're trying to get your coffee in you, and you got somewhere you got to be. You're running late, and there's traffic, and rah, 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 right? And
yeah.
so what I did is I just. Okay, I stopped what I and I realized that, okay, well, if I'm feeling this way, everybody else out there is feeling this exact same way. So what I did is I just connect to the global consciousness grid, and I was like, okay, because road rage is not about what's happening. It's whatever is going on behind the scenes. Like maybe you have sick children at home or something else is going on in your life. Like there's always a reason behind road rage, right? So I'm
yes.
like, okay, well, let's just do a healing on the collective conscious, like whatever is happening, right? And so I was just sending out the love to all the fellow drivers on the road to help, you know, clearing the road rage within myself and what was causing me to react in that way. And as I was working on myself for that, it was like the road parted and the traffic was
wow.
just like the flow, like I got every green light. Nobody cut me off. It was just, it was a very enjoyable ride to work. I was like, am I on the same like timeline? Like what? It was almost like the Twilight Zone. I swear.
Yeah, it was the power of positivity, the energy.
Yeah. Yeah, like when you mm-hmm. change the way you look at things, the things you look at really do change because it's all in our perception.
And my dad taught me that at such an early age. And we used to laugh because I made up this saying, and I guess a lot of people
yeah.
do it, but I called it the power of positive parking. And every single time I'm like, don't take the last one. Go straight to the front and believe that you will find a spot. And it happened every time. My dad
it
was
does.
So pissed. I was
that
like, well, like 4 or 5 years old, and he got this shirt that said the power of positive parking on it. He's so funny.
I love it.
And he was just trying to like emphasize, look what you did, Barbara. Your positive energy does this. And wow, I got chills now all over my arms. And that, I really should have like honed into that a little more.
You should have copyrighted that.
Yeah. That's fun. I love it. I love positive, and I love the positive thinking and that energy. And just like you were saying, with that traffic, that energy, then
exactly.
Of course we're feeling it.
Exactly.
Wow.
So it wasn't about all the people on the road. It was about me. So instead of focusing on them, I focused on what was causing that road rage in me and then healing it and then allowing it to expand out. And it was just incredible.
Yeah.
Like,
wow. I love that. And I
really
hear
awesome.
Your voice, Michelle. Michelle,
oh,
you, and I remember, yes, and I do remember months ago when you were on before, this energy within you. And it's just such a bright light. I sense this.
Thank
I could
you
feel
so much.
It. Yeah. Don't you,
thank
Johnny?
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Wow. Aww. When show will you come back and just work on a couple things Johnny has brewing in him?
Well, whenever you ask.
Awesome. So what's been going on in your life? Tell us a little. It's all been about me and a little bit about Johnny, but what's been going on with you?
Well, actually, this week I was teaching, like helping the teacher and I'm sorry, I'm kind of a little tired because I've actually been like kind of bit off more than I could chew this week, right?
Wow.
A little bit tired.
TGIF,
today,
right? TGIF.
Yeah. Well, actually, I got to go in tomorrow morning too. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah. But it's all good. It's all good. So I've been just kind of brushing up on my skills, and it's funny because every time I recertify or I upgrade or take the courses again, like you always learn something new, and there's always more, which I just love. It's beautiful. And so what I've been able to do, there's a company that I went to and started going there in search for self-care for myself. There's this far infrared bed that I like to use, and it just, oh, it's wonderful. It's like soaking in the hot sun, but there's no skin damage. It's all healing. Your aches and pains disappears. If you ever get the chance to use the far infrared bed, take it.
Okay.
It is wonderful. It is so healing. My skin is better. Like, all the aches and pains are better. Like, even my back doesn't even hurt anymore. Like, it's incredible, right? So I'm like, okay, but, you know, it's a little costly. And I'm like, how can I get more of this, right? So I managed. It's almost like, you know, if you go to a restaurant and you can't and you don't pay, you do the dishes. So basically I help them with, like, put clients on the machines and stuff, and I get to use them.
Oh, that's good, because I know this. It was very expensive too, so that's why I wasn't doing it. But I was always wondering about it. And
yeah.
So that's good to know.
Yeah. So I just exchange services, and I get to use the far infrared bed. And so I help the clients out with that, and you know, then we end up doing some theta healing because, you know, the clients get talking. And I don't know what it is about me, but when I meet people, they just tell me their life story, whether I've asked for it or not. It just happens, and I've just kind of accepted it as okay. So wherever I go, somebody's going to tell me something, and I'll have an opportunity to share with them and hopefully leave them in a better place than they were when I met them, right? So that's pretty much my life.
Well, I think that is really great. It's a great life because you're helping so many people. And it makes you feel good, doesn't it, when you give and then you get back.
Yeah. And I mean, like when I look back to, like, I don't know if you know this or not, but I was put off work when I was 26 years old, diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And then I spent the following 7 years in bed until I decided I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And that's when I learned how to do all this energy healing. So I've been doing it on myself. And I've gone from having a walker to canes to nothing. and it's awesome.
Really?
So,
well, I mean,
I'm loving
it. Give me 1 second here. Barbara's call dropped, but don't worry about it. We'll get her back.
Okay.
When you do a theta healing, what mm-hmm. happens with the class? Like, how does the class work? You know?
How does the class work?
Yes.
Okay. So what happens is, Nick, Malenfant is our teacher, and so she has the material. And then probably 90% of what we do is practice. Like, so we'll break up into groups and, you know, pair up, and we just, you know, you identify the issue that you'd like to work on, and then whatever technique we were taught, we use that technique to work through the problem. So it's a really interactive time of, you know, healing, group healing with each other. And so people walk out of there with their lives changed, and like it's
wow.
kind of like, you know, the Matrix, remember, like you could take the red pill or the blue pill, but you know, so like you take the blue pill and it's like, wow, now you know that you can change anything, and you just feel so empowered with your life, like whether or not you choose to open your own practice and do this, or whether you incorporate, like this week, like there are social workers who are taking this course, which is only going to marry very well into what they're already doing and help them be better social workers, you know?
But I'm just curious, how much does it cost to be a Theta? How much does it cost?
It's about $2,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. And you know
what,
when you're learning, when you're honing your skills and perfecting them and working, you
mm-hmm.
are healing, and you're meeting and you're connecting with other people who want the best for themselves too. I mean, that is very, satisfying.
It's so therapeutic.
Therapeutic is the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Yes, it really is. So here you're going to maybe a training or a conference, and you are getting so much out of it. Wow.
Exactly. Yeah. Like it's stuff that money can't buy, really, you know, like,
well,
it's
Michelle.
Just like the expansion that happens is unreal. Like people, I've seen people that I was like, when I first took my course, I remember there was one young lady, and she was stuck in the corporate accounting job that she absolutely hated. And fast forward 2 years, and she's now a happiness coach and healer who empowers women to live their best life and embrace all the goddessness about who they are. And she's getting, like, she gets $5,000 for one client now.
Wow.
Like, to work with
them
for, like, you know, a period of time. Like, she's doing fantastic. She goes to all the Tony Robbins events now.
And stuff.
Like,
I do love him. And that is one sentence, one thing in his book has stuck with me. And that's all you need sometimes. You can read a whole book and that one thing. And it's with the eating. When you put that in your mouth, what is the most intense feeling? The feeling of how good it tastes, or the feeling of being thin, the thin body you want to be when you look in the mirror? And my strongest feeling was the good feeling of looking thin in the mirror overpowered of the taste of it. That is what stuck with me, and that's why I'm able to, you know, keep it together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I still got that ice cream issue.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, you know, up and down a few is not that bad, but I mean, if some people could just get set to have a problem with that in their mind, it would help them so much. And you know what? Just not maybe going to listen to his conference or reading his book, but going to the Theta healing would be the answer for them. So I want the listeners, how can people get a hold of you to further their healing process?
If they could find me on Facebook, I'm Michelle Phillips. It's Michele Phillips, is Phillips. Or they could send me an email at michelleann9@gmail.com, which I spell that out. It's CHELEANNE9@gmail.com. And just, you know, in the subject line, just put Theta Healing.
Okay. Great. So that was spelled out Michelle Ann, correct?
Yes.
Oh,
MICHELEANNE9.
Yes. And remember that one L, right? In Michelle.
Yeah. Okay. One L, two in Phillips.
Yeah. But I like that. That's my middle name, Ann. That's my middle name, too.
Nice name.
it does flow. Wow. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're so welcome. I mean,
and I'm so
glad
that you want to come back.
Yeah. Oh,
for Johnny,
it's fun.
Maybe we could get, we could get a special guest with a real big problem that they've had with, been struggling with for their whole life.
Great.
And maybe we could have them on and you could help them.
I'm sure we'll find somebody.
If you put the word out, like a free healing on, like, you know, your deepest,
our
darkest
website.
Issues or whatever, it's like most people come flocking in for that.
Your secret
fear.
Everybody has them. Every single human must have, well, not every single human, but most of us have a deep-seated fear of some sort that we need to work through.
Yeah,
and it's not, look at everybody, look what happened. So easy.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Yeah, well, it's usually, like, I have a friend who, you know, like, she's terrified of bees. It's not about bees. Her fear is that she can't escape and that she's going to get stuck somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's never about what we think it is. It's always just some little thing that, you know, like, just for example, you didn't have permission to hang up. That's
right.
It.
Like
something so simple,
Michelle,
but it can cause
Johnny,
a lifetime
so
of issues.
Exactly. I'm so glad we did clear up the fear that I'm not afraid of the actual phone itself.
It's not
thing
the
I
machine.
Hold in my hand
it's all about,
like,
now it's draining. I got things to do, my God, and I don't know if I can get off the phone.
This machine I carry, or this thing, this device I carry around in my hand all day long, you know, I'm okay with it as long as I could type into it. And now I can make phone calls, too, with ease.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Yep, and now I can just say, got to go, bye. You know, and it's all good.
Yeah. And I'm going to try it. And you know what? I'm going to contact you on Facebook, and I'm going to tell you how my week of phone calls next week go.
Yes. Yeah, because I believe you are on my friends list, so yes.
Good. And if I'm not,
sure
I will we'll make sure I connect, though, for sure.
Yeah,
thanks
I'm pretty
so
sure
much.
You are.
I mean, really. I really do appreciate this. I've been waiting a long time for my turn. Right, Johnny?
Oh,
and you finally,
I'm so grateful
finally called
for the opportunity.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
All right. Do you want to do the shout-out?
Yes. Okay. So now, thank you everybody for listening. We really appreciate you. And you know how to get a hold of Michelle Phillips and on her email and her Facebook page, which she has stated and spelled out for you. And if you would like to listen to this show again, go to our YouTube channel and it'll be up there in about an hour, along with all of our other shows that you can choose from. And while you're there, please do not forget to subscribe. We appreciate your support. And check out our Life, Laughter, Happiness Facebook page, group page, our Twitter, our Instagram, and our website. We would love to hear from you, and we would love for you to sign up there in the sign-up box on our website so we can connect with you even further. So this was wonderful. Thanks, you guys, so much.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Johnny.
Barbara. And good night, Michelle.
And have a great night and a great week. Weekend.